Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us today four ladies that are going to chat with us about Regina's Auxiliary Fall Bazaar, which is coming up, at the end of the month, October 27th, and we can't wait to hear all about it. And we want to welcome to the show Marion Green, Margaret Flower, Jean Schumann, and Maureen Aaron, who is... She's a little under the weather, so she's going to sit and observe. Anyway, it's great to see all of you. So, Maureen, you are the one that set this all up, but you are letting these ladies do, you're the publicity person, but you're letting these ladies do the chatting. First of all, let's talk about the Regina Auxiliary Fall Bazaar, because this has been going on for a lot of years.
52 to be exact.
Oh, my gosh. And none of you were around, of course, when that...
Oh, no.
Okay.
Almost, but not quite.
Okay. Well, this is a wonderful tradition. And for people that don't know what, first of all, what the Regina Auxiliary is, who wants to tell us about that, please?
The Regina Auxiliary is a auxiliary as a hospital and senior living. Our main mission is to provide, our money goes to support the mission of the hospital and senior living. We purchase items that would not be purchased otherwise. This past year we've purchased the furniture for the medical imaging waiting room. People might know that. We've purchased two treadmills for the cardiac rehab department. We purchased a Doppler blood pressure cuff for the cardiac rehab department. In the past, we've done a van. We've purchased a van. We've spent a lot of time, a lot of money and time with senior living, with furniture for the waiting, the different rooms. And some of the rooms, we've done chairs for the beauty shop, new chairs for the beauty shop, and numerous other things.
So the auxiliary is an all-volunteer organization.
Correct.
And how long have each of you been involved? Let's start with you.
I've only been involved about 5 years.
Well, I wouldn't say only. That's a nice chunk of time.
Well, so I tell guess us, it is.
Yes, and what did you know about the auxiliary before you started?
Just that it was a bunch of women that I thought, well, that'd be kind of fun to do as a volunteer thing, and I'm not as active as a lot of the others, but somehow I'm into the Thrifty Treasures.
Oh,
like she's pretty active. She spends a lot of time at Thrifty Treasures, which is our garage sale, gently used items.
So when you have your fundraisers, how many do you have per year?
Our big one is our bazaar.
And that's going to be on Sunday, October 27th from 11 until 4 p.m. And that's in the Regina Chapel lobby. People know exactly where that is.
Right.
So that's your biggie. And then what else do you do?
We usually do a spring garage sale. Jeannie is in charge of the spring garage sale. And then we have our two gift shops. We have the country store, which is in the lobby of senior living. And then we have the gift shop, which is in the hospital.
And I have to commend you. I always find something at the gift shops. Whoever does your buying is incredible. They have fashion there. You have jewelry. You have gifts. I mean, it's a great place to go and just do some snooping around.
Yes, it is. It is. We have good buyers. Rita Crea is our main buyer, I guess. And we do have a lot of nice things.
Very reasonably priced as well.
More fashion items than we did for a while, but there's fashions and gifts and flowers and a lot of nice cards, too.
Yes, very nice. So let's get to this Fall Bazaar, because you mentioned this is one of your biggest, or if not the biggest.
It is the biggest.
So this is where your money to do all the good things that you're doing at the hospital come from. How do you know what you should be funding? Do people come to you from the hospital and say, gosh, we could use a new van, or we could use...
Yes, it's either the president of the hospital or the, I'm not sure what her title is, of the senior living will come to us and give us a list of, a lot of times will give us a list of things, and we can choose from the list what we feel like we would want to do. And that's how we get our projects.
And does the auxiliary have ongoing meetings?
Yes, we have three regular meetings a month. We have board meetings of the board monthly, except for 2 months, I think it is. And then we do have a fall dinner, a spring luncheon, and January. Okay, yep. And a January meeting too. Mm-hmm. So we have three general membership meetings a year.
And the wonderful gift shops that you mentioned, they are staffed by volunteers, I know, as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what are some of the other duties that you have as an auxiliary member?
There are volunteers that come and actually help with pushing our residents to chapel.
There's those are auxiliary people? I've seen that. Oh, yes. That's really nice.
To chapel, sure, to mass, sure, in the,
yes,
mornings.
Yes.
And then some come and play cards or read letters. There's always things that they can do. They help with funerals at the chapel, and they also, I think, have an ecumenical service once a month, and then they help serve cookies and coffee after that. So
that's ice cream socials.
Oh yes, when we do an ice cream social in July, and that's for the employees and the residents and their families, and we go through gallons of ice cream that day.
Wow.
With can make sundaes. So
I think that the hospital and the senior living would look very different without some of the wonderful projects that you have funded. And so I don't think people realize all the things you do behind the scenes. And we have a chance to help you out with that funding at the Fall Bazaar, which is going to be on Sunday, October 27th from 11 until 4. I like your graphic. We will post a picture of this on our Facebook page. But the fall is a great time, isn't it, for people to come out. I know you have a general raffle. Tell about some of the things that you have going on that day.
Well, what we're stressing right now, it's a fall fun day, but you can come and do some Christmas shopping there.
Oh, tell me all about this, because Christmas, did you know that we have one weekend fewer in between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year?
Okay, so come on the 27th and Christmas shop.
No kidding. What can I buy there, please?
What you can buy, we have almost 100 items in our silent auction, and a silent auction is where you bid, you know, $5 up
right
at a time, or $3
And then I see what
up.
Jeannie wrote down, and I write $2 more.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. This year we've been
really
lucky.
$10 more.
We have some, the Minnesota Ordway tickets for the play, The Six Wives of Henry VIII.
Oh.
And that is a Saturday matinee on December 21st. So you can bid for those and give them to your child
you
ahead of
totally
Christmas.
You totally could. Wow.
Those are $95 seats a piece. So we can earn some money.
Right, because it's a fundraiser. We like to get a deal, but it's a fundraiser.
And this was donated by the construction company that has been building out at the hospital. So the McGrouth or something like that.
Nice.
We have Minnesota Saints tickets. We have Minnesota Wild tickets that have been donated by Affinity Plus Credit Union here in town. We have a wonderful, beautiful sandblasted decorative serving bowl.
Now, what is that like, please?
It's like a crystal bowl that is
gorgeous.
By Scharbauer, who used to have classic glass.
Oh, so it is made, handmade.
Handmade,
oh my gosh.
By Scharbauer, yes.
How special.
Joe Brockman has made us a black walnut chest. We have a lot of children's items from the toy store downtown. Cindy Hoffman's donated a portrait session or a sitting or session, something on that order. We have numerous restaurant, automotive, beauty salon certificates, the barber shop here in town. In addition, there'll be crafts, so you can maybe pick up a set of dish towels to give to your daughter-in-law for Christmas.
Your daughter-in-law. Not your daughter.
I'm doing the Ordway tickets for my daughter, and I've already cleared that.
Okay, does she know this? Because this might air before
and
Christmas.
So okay. I've already cleared the fact that our grandson is available.
Okay,
on
well he might be listening. I'm a little
Minnesota
nervous.
Wild.
It's yours. Okay,
well, he knows about that. So come Christmas shopping.
Yes,
that
we are.
Day.
I'm for sure going to come Christmas shopping. What about a bake sale? Because I love picking up anything that anyone else makes but me.
Yeah, there is a bake sale.
Tell me about that, please.
There will be
How about
bake
banana
sale.
Bread or pumpkin bread?
Pumpkin
Do you think there will be that?
Oh, yeah. Zucchini bread.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting.
I know there's cherry nut bread coming.
Yum. How do you know? Are you making it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We also have cakes that come that we use either for the cakewalk, because we do have a cakewalk.
I love cakewalks. For people that don't know what that is, explain it. It is such a hoot.
A cakewalk is kind of like musical chairs.
Yes.
You have numbers, and you go around. You play the music, you go around, and then when you... They call out a number. If you land on number 3, then you win a cake.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And we have numerous cakes. And some of our cakes are very nicely decorated. They come from Emily's Bakery.
Wow.
Coburn's and Cub.
Nice.
And some of those get put on our cake bake sale, too. So we do have lots of baked goods.
And this is really a family-friendly event because I know you have a lot of kids' games and mm-hmm. you have different face painting and different things like that. Tell about that, please.
We do the girls' swim team, the Hastings swim team. We want to thank them, too, because they help us with the children's games. We have several different children's games, the cakewalk. We do face painting, and the swim team helps us with all those.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. That's very nice of those girls. We have, like, 20-some girls that come, and we also have bingo if you're interested in bingo.
I love bingo.
We have pull tabs.
You have it all going on.
We do.
and a band.
Tell us about the band, please.
Pat and Gary Fender are from Hastings.
Yes.
We're very lucky to have them. They donated their time to come and play for us for several hours.
And she can do Patsy Cline, and he can do Johnny Cash.
Oh my gosh.
Very good. They're very good.
How fun. So that's going to be. And then I know that you like to sell raffle tickets. Tell us about that. What are some of the big prizes?
Okay, the bright orange raffle ticket that people are selling out in the public right now. You can get them from any auxiliary member. They're $1 a piece. We're keeping it at $1 so people will feel comfortable buying them. And our grand prize on that is a 1-week stay at a villa in Orlando, Florida, which has been donated by one of our auxiliary members. Charlene and Jerry Castle have donated their timeshare down there. So that's number one on the list.
That is the perfect time to go because it looks like it's the week of January 18th right. through the 25th.
Yeah, good time to get out of Minnesota and
no
go to Florida.
No kidding.
Unfortunately, we don't furnish an airplane fare or the rental of a car because we like to keep our funds to stay. So the trip is donated, but not the other two items.
Well, it's motivation to get there. That's
right,
great.
Right. And then we have a lot of cash donations and motel stay, and just the people in Hastings and the surrounding towns are so generous. We can't thank them enough. And we have a meat raffle in addition.
You know, meat raffles are so interesting. For people that don't know how that works, can somebody explain it?
Well, the meat has all been donated, either by Duff's or by Patak's or by auxiliary members. It's $1 a ticket. You sell 30 tickets per package of meat, and then you do a bingo ball type thing, or you can spin a wheel. We happen to use a bingo ball. Draw out number 10, and if you have number 10, you win a package of meat, and you can come and pick the one you want.
But it's not right there, is it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It is? So yeah. It's refrigerated? Where are you keeping this meat?
Yeah, we keep it refrigerated and in coolers. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice and cold. My husband makes the rounds at 10:30 and picks up the meat. And so he brings it in at 12 noon.
These are secrets behind the scenes. Thank you. This is really great. Yeah. I also see that you have a Christmas light limo tour for 8 people. How fun is that?
That's part of our small raffle items, I'm sorry. And we have a limo ride for 8 people.
Oh, how fun.
Which is always a big seller. We also have an iPad on our small raffle. We have a quilt. And then we have a beautiful dollhouse donated by Myrna Goldsvik, handmade by Myrna. It is the cutest little thing.
She made this dollhouse herself?
She did. Got every little... It's got a little wreath. It's got some numbers on the door. It's got an address.
Very intricate.
Intricate. Everything is just... It sounds
enchanting.
It's just precious.
Oh. And that is on display in the chapel lobby between 10 and 2 every day. So if anybody wants to come and see it.
Oh, wonderful.
In advance.
And those tickets are $1 each or 3 for $5.
No.
So this fall auxiliary is probably going to be one of your best.
We hope so.
I think it is.
We usually make around $20,000.
Well, congratulations to you.
So we're hoping to make more. We always, always hope for a better year.
Well, we sure hope it's a great turnout, and we want to remind everybody that it is Sunday, October 27th, from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and it's located in the Regina Chapel lobby, which is right on Nininger Road in Hastings. Regina Hospital, of course, is so grateful, I'm sure, and the Alina Clinic is doing shuttle service, it looks like. Or no, you can get shuttle service from the Alina Clinic to the chapel lobby, which is a great idea because parking sometimes can be
right.
tough.
Parking is, we do have the shuttle service, and we haven't talked much about our thrifty treasures.
Let's hear about it, please.
Jeannie needs to tell us about thrifty treasures.
Okay, our thrifty treasures is a great time. We get lots and lots of things donated, and it's not too late to donate. You can donate next week anytime, bring it in by the chapel, and get it into the storage. It's in the activity room across from the kitchen. You can bring anything except heavy things. We don't want baby strollers or that type of thing. No curtain rods, no big appliances, especially no exercise equipment. We don't want to get into that. But bring all your things that you can bring. We don't take clothes or shoes. We're accepting the donations right away, starting even Sunday if you're coming to Mass there or something, if you want to bring it along. And Sunday we have at 3 o'clock, we close down for a little bit, and at 3:15 we start our bag sale.
Oh, what's that?
You buy a bag, like a brown paper bag, and you pay $3 for it, and anything you can get in there, and everything you can get in there for $3. And then, if you still haven't had enough treasures, you can buy another bag for $1 and fill that up as well. So it's an easy way to help keep from packing things up on Monday.
I see, it's a win-win. Is that what you said?
It is. And it's fun to, you know, look through all these treasures. Everybody gets rid of the weirdest things sometimes.
No kidding.
And like you say, somebody's trash or somebody else's treasure. We're going to have lots. Our walls are going to be bulging.
We love it. Well, we hope it's a great time. And thank you, ladies, for coming in and chatting with us. The Regina Auxiliary Fall Bazaar is going to be on Sunday, October 27th from 11 a.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. in the Regina Chapel lobby. It is a family-friendly occasion, and there's something for everybody there. So we hope that the whole town turns out. We want to thank our guests today, Marion Green, Margaret Flower, Jeannie Schumann, and Maureen Aaron for coming in and telling us about it. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.